Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. In which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy?
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right, with that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron.
Woohoo!
Yeah! That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah?
Woohoo! Steve?
Yes?
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
Ooh, how many pressure makes.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure?
No.
Wow.
How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
You had Z.
Yeah,
he
Z.
can see now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8.
Wow.
Aaron wins 8-6.
Nice.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean... In order to lay those eggs, no.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when
Z.
You cheated and took your blindfold off. But there's always the 850 game, Steve.
There is, thankfully. I have a chance to redeem myself.
The Daily Migs Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The music website Loudwire decided to do a little bit of math for us and figure out what songs some of our favorite Seattle-based bands have played the most live in concert.
So it's not the most popular. It's the songs that they like playing live the most.
It's the song that they find the most popular, I guess.
Fair. Yeah, the ones that they're not sick of playing over and over and over again.
Exactly. So for instance, for Nirvana, it's not even close to being their biggest hit.
Still one of my all-time favorite Nirvana songs off of Bleach.
And they played it 293 times.
But in a weird way, I get that because they probably played more before they got big. You know, I mean, they were playing like random bars and clubs all across the country in support of the Bleach record. And, man, this song is so great. And it's so simple, but it's just awesome. I would have lost my mind if I could see them do that song live.
They played About a Girl 272 times and Blue 245 times.
Again, all the songs off of that first record, which I feel like they probably toured like nonstop
crazy.
For.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So we have more Seattle bands to play track by track with, and we have a few rockaholics who want to play along with us. So let's get Lance from Graham on the horn. Lance, what is your favorite Seattle band?
I'm going to have to go Soundgarden, but my favorite album is Mad Season, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I just saw a recent interview with Jerry Cantrell talking about the Mad Season record, and if he felt jealousy, he's like, yeah, it was kind of like watching my girlfriend on a date with an awesome person. But then he's like, once I got past that, I realized just how incredible of a record that Mad Season record was.
So good. So good from beginning to end.
All right, you know, oddly enough, though, the song that we're going to go with does feature a member of Mad Season, but it's not Mad Season. Let's see if you can figure out what band and what song this is. Start with the drums. Little bass. Terrence got it.
It's Man in the Box.
You got it. There's Jerry on the guitar. Yeah, and of course, then we get Lane. So that song was played 857 times so far. I mean, they're still playing it, of course. Number two for Alice in Chains would be Wood, 829 times. And number three, one of my all-time favorite Alice in Chains songs, We Die Young.
Nice.
They've played that 740 times.
That is amazing. Do we have another one for Lance?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Start with the drums again. Seattle, blessed with great drummers.
Absolutely. Steve Miggs included.
Oh, I was just saying, not including yours, truly. A little bass for you. I feel like once we throw the guitar in, you're going to get it. throw a little guitar now.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, you know the song?
I think it's Even Flow, right?
You got it. 906 times Pearl Jam. Honestly, I thought Yellow Lead Better would be the top song that they played live, but it's Even Flow, 906 times. And for a band that constantly changes their set list, that's rather... It also shows how many times they've played live.
We also have Alec from Yelm on the line. Alec, who is your favorite Seattle band?
I would have to go with Pearl Jam.
Nice choice.
And their second...
That Season, That Above album.
Oh, so good.
Perfect.
Alive was their second most played song, 843 times. And then Porch, 643 times. My favorite song off of the 10 record. Yeah. All right. This is not Pearl Jam, but it's a huge Seattle band. Let's see if you can figure it out. Again, another great drummer. Give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn's got it.
Yeah.
Once the guitars kick in, I feel like you're going to get it. Here we go.
Oh, that's Spoon Man, I think, by Soundgarden. No, not Spoon Man, sorry. Is it?
No, it's not Spoon Man.
Rusty Cage.
You got
there
it.
You
okay.
go, Alec. Nice work, my friend.
407 times they've played that live.
Dang.
I'm so glad I got to see Soundgarden on that last tour. Otherwise, I would have never seen Soundgarden perform live. I've seen Chris Cornell a billion times, but never with Soundgarden until the last tour.
What was the second most song they played?
Second most, Jesus Christ Pose.
Oh, I love that song.
375 times, and then Outshine, probably one of their bigger hits, 351 times.
Seattle fans rock.
The Daily Migs Show.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's that?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
Ready?
Let's go.
All right, Bruce. Here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Oh,
Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, granted, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh, my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that what? When I come around.
Yeah! No time to search the world around. Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men's room doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something you once did that people seem to always want to bring up about you? What is that one story that you will never live down? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. Steve, someone on hold got stuck on the third story of a building on senior skip day.
Ah.
We're going to get the full story in just a moment. But first, Mike from Gig Harbor, what is something you once did that people always bring up and you just can never live it down?
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
So I work on a road crew, or I did back about 20 years ago in my early 30s. And so I'm that guy you see in a traffic pattern, leaning on a shovel, one of those coveted, what's that guy doing and why is traffic so messed up? So you see those guys and they have hard hats and safety vests and all the gear. And under that gear is a T-shirt. And so if it's a certain class T-shirt, such as a class 3, 4, whatever particular work you're doing, you can wear that without, sorry about my ring, you can wear that without a safety vest.
Huh. Okay.
But I modified the sleeves. And so the safety department was not happy about the length of the sleeve on the T-shirt. And they told me, well, if you get a safety vest that hasn't been modified, you don't have to wear a T-shirt under your safety vest. And I thought that odd. But to prove a point, I went into the safety department and checked out an extra small vest. I'm a 6 foot, 230-pound guy. And I put this extra small safety vest on and zipped it up. Very hairy individual. before I put it on, I cut the nipples out of it and
then zipped it up and
walked into the safety department. And so I walked past everybody that worked for the company in the yard that morning, and they kind of wondered what I was doing. To prove a point to the safety department, they said, no, you can wear your modified T-shirt. Do not wear that on the street.
Well, Mike, if you end up not doing that job anymore, you have a future in a rebooted version of The Village People where you could be the construction worker guy. That outfit's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Ray, you're on I-5 North. What is something you once did that people will always bring up and you'll just never be able to live it down?
Well, senior skip day about 100 years ago. No, not that long. We skipped school, and I had a very small graduating class. There was only 36 of us who graduated, and 33 of us were probably at the party. And, we were getting stoned, getting drunk, having a good time, and a three-story house. And I thought, you know, it looked like fun to get up on that roof. And it was great until I realized I couldn't get down.
Oh, no.
So then what happened?
Well, multiple of my classmates kind of made a human ladder for me, and I was able to get down. But here's the reason why I know this will never leave me, okay? I have been to my 25th high school reunion, and they were doing this little bit, you know how you do your high school yearbook, and it says, you know, the most likely to succeed and all this other stuff. Well, during our 25th reunion, somebody put in there that, you know, the person most likely to get drunk and climb on the roof would be Ray Gray.
They were right. They were. The whole part of that whole story, though, I heard him say, it was like, he's like, there's 36 of us, 33 of us were at the party, and all I thought was I would probably be one of the three that wasn't invited to that party.
Oh, Steve.
High school was rough.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
One of Florida's finest, a person named Tyrone Alexander.
Is he really one of Florida's? You know what? Based on the story, he truly is. He should be on like the Mount Rushmore of Florida.
Oh,
people.
My gosh. He was convicted of wire fraud because he posed as a flight attendant between the years of 2018 and 2024. He booked over 120 free flights during that time. And this is the CBS News report on what he did.
Florida man booked more than 120 free flights by pretending to be a flight attendant.
First of all, what a great way to start the report. Once you say Florida man, if I'm just like playing on my phone, be like, let's see what happened.
Tell more.
Right.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Remember Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
DiCaprio. So you can't be a pilot. You can't pretend to be a pilot, but you can pretend clearly to be a flight attendant. Authorities say that between 2018 and 2024.
I feel like the co-anchor is kind of mad at herself for never trying to do this. She's
right?
Like, this is brilliant.
It's pretty genius.
Tyrone Alexander falsely claimed to work for major airlines, including American Airlines, United, and Delta. They say the 35-year-old Florida man used fraudulent employee credentials. So, in other words, he had the employee numbers of flight attendants, and he was able to access websites only meant for flight attendants to book their flights, to book those free flights.
I'll be honest, I had a whole different story in my head. I was picturing him like wearing like a... like, you know, an Alaska Airlines shirt, name tag, and just kind of walking in and be like, hey, Sally, good to see you. I'm on this plane today. I thought that I was like, that's brilliant. But this is even more like.
Oh, yeah. Hacking in, finding employee numbers. He's now facing up to 30 years in prison. That seems like a pretty hefty, you know, charge there.
Yeah, I think it's because he was stealing people's information. I think that's something where they probably have to, like, you know, we need to make an example of this guy. If he did the Steve Miggs version where he tried to pretend and maybe bought, like, at the Spirit Halloween store a flight attendant costume and try to walk on the plane, I think people would be like, you're a dope. Don't ever do it again, and we'll fine you.
Well, I know it maybe isn't something that was illegal on this level, Steve, but did you ever get anything for free, and how did you manage to pull it off? And I know you used to measure the pizzas to get free pizzas if they weren't, you know.
I used to get free parking.
How'd you get free parking?
When I worked at the end. I feel like I could get away. I could talk about it. I've talked about it. I feel like it's been many years, so I could get away with bringing this story up. I would, way back in the day, this is shit ages me. There was once a time when you would park in a parking garage, and you didn't need, like, one of those cards. You actually could just, like, you add, like, a piece of paper on your rearview mirror. You know, like, nothing was digital at that time. So the employees that had parking passes for our company, every month they would put their parking pass in their mail bin. So I would, every month, because I'd be here before everybody else, grab somebody's parking pass. I wouldn't steal their parking pass. I would take it. I would make a color photocopy of it. And I would change, like, the number so I'm not stealing their number. I don't want to get them in trouble. And then I would cut it, make it look like it looks like theirs, and hang it from my rearview mirror.
Oh,
and
my
park for
gosh.
Free. I did this for about a year and a half. And I got one of my co-hosts, I won't dime her out, but shout out to Jody. She's on, I'm kidding. She's like, what are you doing? And I told her, and she's like, can you make me one too? And we did this until they started doing digital parking. So, I mean, it went on forever, and it was awesome because parking in a parking, it was like an extra $200-$300 a month.
So you never got caught.
No.
They just upgraded the system.
Yes. And I wasn't smart enough to figure out how I could make a digital, like, you know, card reader so I could get away with, like, you know, getting the electronic arm to go up. Because at the end of the day, you would do it. You could get into the parking garage, and then there would be a parking lot attendant when you were leaving, and he would see the window, the rearview mirror pass, and then just hit a button and let you out. It was, and then, you know, they saw my face, so they never, for months, so they never once thought that these were forged.
No, you're a brilliant man, Steve.
I wouldn't go that far.
206-803-ROCK, we want to hear from you. What did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
The Daily Migs Show.
Something you got for free. totally hooked up. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, someone on hold got something for free that you spend a lot of money on.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Chris from Smoky Point, what is something that you got for free?
So I got the tabs for my motorcycle for free for about 3 years. So I bought the motorcycle from a guy. He had wrecked it. So he gave me the title and everything, but I lost it. So I never could register it. So I went to the junkyard. I found a license plate that was on a motorcycle in the junkyard. And there was this guy that was on base. He was stationed down in California. Nobody liked him. He was one of those guys. He drove a BMW. He never used his turn signals. One.
Oh, F that guy.
Well, he always thought he was better than everybody. He talked down to everybody. He was just not a nice person. So I took the registration sticker off his license plate. So, and because he was in the barracks next to me. So I just did that every time the sticker was coming up. And he, I don't know why he never like cut his license plate little tag. But yeah, I did that for 3 straight years. Wait. And I never got any tickets, any tolls, nothing. And anytime a cop was behind me, they never looked at me twice because, one, it's a motorcycle, and if they would turn their lights on, I would just run, and they wouldn't be able to respect me.
See you, sucker.
Who's the more troublesome one, your friend? Name. So did he ever complain about, hey, who's stealing my, like, did he ever say, did you ever overhear him talk about, hey, someone's stealing my license tags?
Nobody, he never brought it up. Nobody ever heard anything about it. And it was just one of those things where he would just go down to the DMV, spend the $5 and get a new sticker for it. So, wow.
Dude, I think about that sometimes when I'm like, whenever you get the new tabs and you put them on your car, I'm like, I feel like someone could just take this off of my car,
right?
No problem. I'm always like trying to really stick it on there, like just get it as solid of a adhesion as possible.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. Josh from Port Orchard, what is something that you got for free?
I got some iced coffees for free.
Oh, tell me your ways. I'm going broke.
A rock band back in Menominee, Michigan, Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and there's a gas station chain in the Midwest called Holiday Gas Station, and I was working at a telemarketing company, and the owner of the company had Customer Appreciation Day coming up, like in the summertime, and he asked if our band could play, and I said, yeah. So he gave me free iced coffees every morning before work. Every time I went in there and he was working, I would get a free iced coffee. And
that's
then
awesome.
You know, eventually I moved out of town for work, and one day I'm heading back into town.
Oh, we're losing you, my man.
Oh, dang it. That would save you hundreds of dollars a year.
I don't want to do math. It might even be $100 a month. No, I'm kidding. Okay, it's not that bad. But it's getting there.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Tomas in Marysville, what's something you got for free?
Up, my dad had bootleg cable.
Wait, your dad stole cable?
Yeah, so we lived in very, very rural northern New Mexico, and you know, there was lots of space. My dad had to dig into the property to do some work, and he stumbled across the connection lines for the cable out in the area. So he wound up just running a wire, hooked it up, got us free cable in the house for years. And eventually, every once in a while, they'd have to come out and do some work, and they figured that we had a connection. Well, they wouldn't dig out the wires. They would just disconnect it. So my dad would wait, like, 3 weeks or something until it would be all clear, and he'd go back and just reconnect it again.
Your dad's my spirit animal. That is amazing.
Wow. I now know who's stealing cable from my grandparents in northern
right,
New Mexico
right?
for years and years and years.
Dude, we did that. We used to do that in college. Like, they would give the dorm, like the suite in the dorm, cable, and then we figured out a way to run it through, like, the wall, and we gave all of us cable. It was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Just out there doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, right? We're just like, this guy's dad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.